So welcome to the e-com growth show, where we cut through the chaos of e-com growth and show you how to build a business that scales and supports the life that you actually want. I'm your host, Brittany, former boutique owner turned growth strategist for e-com owners like yourself. And today I'm joined by co-founders of Shopanova and Bloom, Robbie Switzer and Danny Stafford. We created this podcast to pull back the curtain on what's really working to grow Shopify brands to consistent 100K plus months without burnout or guesswork. Whether you're getting traction or scaling fast, this show is designed to help you simplify, focus, and grow with purpose.
All right, guys, today we're diving into one of the hottest freaking topics in e-commerce right now, AI. But instead of going super broad like I like to do, because I'm a sick little salesman at heart, we're actually going to zoom in into the areas, the two areas that actually drive revenue, which is building a brand and creative using AI and customer service and retention. Yeah. So Robbie, Brittany, a lot of people, they think AI is just hype or some future thing, right? Or they're like, how the flip do I use it? I got FOMO, what do I do? But what we're seeing internally is brands seeing real-time live results. And today we're gonna break down what's working and what tools to actually use to drive those results. We just had an awesome call, as a matter of fact, this week with our consulting clients, unpacking how to use AI to build a brand. Now, Brittany, this is kind of your realm, the brand building piece. What do you think of AI when it comes to brand building and finding your ideal customers and helping you find your voice and your tone?
Ooh, okay. So I think a lot of people are intrigued by AI, but also don't know how to use it. Also thinking of my mom right now. She puts the in front of anything new, like the Facebook or like the ChatGPT. And like, did you know that you can put in, you know, email and it can generate da-da-da? Anyway, but I think people are intrigued. A lot of them are hearing about it, but we actually don't know how to use it as a tool. Yeah. It's not meant to replace you or your intellect or your intuition. It's meant as a tool to advance and enhance that and bring clarity around it.
Advance and enhance. I like that.
Yes. Using it, you need a framework and a structure on, like, you know, who you think your ideal customer is. You can't just use it to say, tell me exactly who my ideal customer should be. The direction point needs to come from you as the business owner. So you can't delegate to AI the vision of your business or like the pillars of your business, so to speak, but you can use it to kind of like further enhance, like I said before, if that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, so it's steering it in the right direction, right? And you can't just give it free range because it's probably going to be semi-generic. But, you know, we have a framework that we just went over that we walked a client through. And by the end of it, he's like, yeah, this is exactly what I'm going for, right? But it took a lot of input from him. Uh-oh, Brittany's got doggy problems.
I got doggy problems. Go ahead.
So it's the input you give it, right? And what direction you steer it. Is there any tips you like to give clients, though, on like what type of direction to give it or what kind of data it needs to actually, you know, find your voice and help you advance and enhance what you're going for?
Yeah, for sure. So it's definitely the more information, the merrier. So one of the things we covered was just kind of going through, you can put your website into ChatGPT and kind of ask it, hey, based on my website and all you like, well, first of all, you can ask it to ask you questions to better enhance blank. It's kind of typically the first step. So you're giving baseline information. And then part two of that is you can instruct ChatGPT how you want them to respond to you. So for example, this is actually very random. I got medical results back or something like that. And I was like, respond to me as a, you know, a nurse with like 30 years experience and like in a sweet Southern accent. And it
was... Oh, you went there even. You got an accent and everything.
Yeah, but what you can do, like, for e-com is, hey, I want you to be a marketer who, you know, is professional in the e-com space and who specializes in branding and enhancement for the past 20 years, who's up to date on XYZ and has an extensive background in Instagram and TikTok, let's just say.
Yeah.
And then based on that, give me feedback. So you're mm-hmm. that's further tailoring it to exactly what you want it to respond as and who you want ChatGPT to become to give you like the best advice humanly possible. Then after it answers questions and things like that, you can put in your website. You can't load currently the link for like your Instagram or your TikTok, but you can take screenshots or upload copy is like an alternative, or you can take a screenshot of like your Facebook ad account, for example, and the ads and creative. So it can generate more responses and give you more custom tailored advice.
Yeah. And something too, like we really like Donald Miller story brand, right? A lot of what he says. So you can also do that. Like if you find someone you like that, you know, teaches on branding or has books around it that you resonate with, you can also say, hey, give me feedback on my website based on the principles from X author.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And tell me all the things I need to improve on to create a brand in their style.
Yeah, for sure. I like when I'm asking for financial guidance or advice, I go through the lens of Rich Dad Poor Dad as far as like a mentality type thing. If I'm making decisions or something, like for example,
yes.
But yeah, Donald Miller, 1 Million Followers is another book. And then another book is Blue Ocean Strategy and like how to differentiate yourself between competitors and things like that from a positioning standpoint is another book or like author recommendation I would typically do for marketing and branding.
And Rob, you know what I love about the timeliness of this conversation, buddy, is you are actually using this process right now to mm-hmm. create a brand, which I'm not, you know, I'm not supposed to say that yet. I get that. But
I want to know.
How are you using it? I mean, from the ground up, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And what I like to say before I can just kind of like tell you the whole process I went through to get to where I'm at now, which is like any piece of content, any piece of material, I have a thread inside of ChatGPT that I go back to, and it has the context of what I'm trying to build. It's already all built in there. And at this point, it's been like dozens and dozens of back and forth and feeding it data and stuff like that. But what I like to say is that AI will only get you 80% of the way there. So you definitely want to steer it, like Brittany said, but also know you need to bring it to the finish line. But if you can leverage it, it's going to save you so, so much time. So the way that I did this is we're starting a brand. I'll spare you the details of what it is and what we're selling and all of that. But I went to a competitor. I took their website and I started. And guys, there's all types of large language models that you can use for this, whether it's Grok or ChatGPT or Claude. There's all kinds of places where you can go and get this functionality from. We just like to use ChatGPT. We do have like a pro license. I think it's $20 a month. It's well worth it. But I took the website of the competitor that I wanted to kind of like compete with, and then I started with a deep research prompt. So in the actual drop down, you can indicate this is a deep research prompt, and that's going to be like, for it to even give you any answers, it'll be like 5 to 10 minutes before it's even processed all that data. But it's going to not just do like a quick search, it's going to go through every iteration of this brand online and go find all of that, go ingest all of the data. And that's going to give you a really awesome starting place. So I basically said, hey, I'm looking to start a competitor to this brand, do a deep research prompt and learn everything about this so that we can start to build like some branding material, but also just like a business plan. So I put in that prompt. Sometimes it'll ask for a few clarifying questions like, are you looking to sell in the US only? Are you wanting to do XYZ? And then you just quickly answer those clarifying questions and then it'll take like 5 to 10 minutes to collect all the data. At that point, you can go whatever direction you want. Like for us, we wanted to explore viability first. So we were asking questions like, okay, what is the estimated total addressable market for this product type? And then it's already like just collecting so much data. And the more prompts you give it, the more conversation you have with it, the more contextualized this specific thread is getting, so that anytime you interface with it, it has all of that previous data and all that learning underneath of it. So we did, we were kind of looking at opportunities. We were looking at business plans, even things like, you know, we're going to do some growth marketing. We're going to do the ads, the emails, the site, the branding, the social, but we actually are partnering up with somebody who's going to do product design, manufacturing, and fulfillment. So it's like, by the way, how would I structure this agreement? What would be a typical equity split in this type of situation if we're bringing this amount of work to the table, but he's bringing this amount of startup cost and this work to the table? Like, how would we sift through that? Give me a one-page document for an agreement that we can then give to attorney. And it's just like all these things, you're knocking it down like, boom, okay, I've done my market research. Boom, I got an agreement on the table where we can move forward without hundreds of meetings and thousands of dollars with attorneys. Like, we now have basically a letter of understanding that we take to an attorney and $500 and we're done, something like that. And then it's like, okay, based on the total addressable market, you know, what are some gaps in what they're currently doing? And then it's like, here's the things they're doing well. Here's the gaps where you could actually be competitive against what they're doing. It's like, and what was awesome is it's listing out all these things that we're really, really good at. Like, they're not really doing loyalty programs or collecting emails, or there's some gaps here in their reviews. So it's like, okay, so now my go-to-market plan is really easy. Like, I'm going to get some bestsellers out there, and then I'm going to be plugging all these gaps. And I already know, like, I'm getting a good position in the market for this new brand that we're launching. From there, it's like just all like, Brittany, I know you said you want to give it vision and direction. Mine was a little bit more iterative, where I'm like, give me, you know, several different name options that I can consider for this brand. And then it's spitting me dozens of names, and I'm giving it feedback like, oh, I kind of like these ones, but not these ones. And so this was just fully from the ground up ideation, but it gives you the ability to cross the T's and dot the I's so quickly. Like, you're moving at lightning speed and you don't even realize how long it takes to do this. If you're just like, you know, notepad and pen, you're on Canva, you're trying to do like branding, because then it's like, okay, give me a few different color palettes to consider. Show me what that looks like visually. Give me some logo design options, you know, and it'll say like, here's some concepts. Okay, show me what that looks like. And then it's creating the images. It's like, okay, I like this one, but I want an inverted version. And it's like, in a matter of days, I'm doing market analysis. I'm getting partner agreements in place. I'm getting all my branding and messaging and like the pillars of my brand, like all dialed in. And like, I'm building the site within, you know, weeks or days, sorry, within like a week,
you know,
having to do.
And Rob, we've been in business a while before any of this existed, right? And I remember we paid someone $20,000 to do a branding and website exercise with us. And then it took like, what, 4 or 5 months to get it delivered?
It was a very long process.
And to think you could speed that up and get a better result because you're able to just change it on the fly. Like, I don't like this logo, create 5 more. Like, if you tell a designer and that, their feelings get a little hurt and they're like, what don't you like? Like, I don't know. I just don't like it. Yeah. It'll give you a bunch. You're like, I kind of like this one. And it's just a live stream of nailing it. And then see what you built with product images with the website and everything in just a few days. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. And it's not perfect, but like all those detail things, it's like, okay, what fonts would pair well with this brand? Okay, actually, what fonts that are available inside of Shopify at no extra cost would pair well with this brand? Stuff like that. It's just crazy how quick you can move.
Yeah.
And say you launch it, doesn't work out. It's like, I didn't just dump tens of thousands of dollars in several months of my life into this. Like, you can actually test and iterate and just move quick, and then one's going to hit, which is something, Dan, you and I have been talking about, is it's like, theoretically, you can build these storefronts before investing in the manufacturing of the product and launch the ads and then redirect the checkout page to like a 404 page that says, oh, I'm sorry, we're actually not launched yet, but join our email list. We'll let you know as soon as we do. And you could actually test. Because one of the biggest problems in our industry is proof of concept. How do you get product validation?
Yeah.
And it's like, you could launch four or five brands, run ads, see which one gets the best response. And yet there'll be like a little bit of customer service. Like, there might be some upset people if they want to buy a product that doesn't exist and then it never comes to fruition. That's one.
Well, you're not collecting their card info or data. It's just like, hey, we're not launched yet.
No, it's just an email capture at the time they would have hit the checkout page. But then you can at least get an idea for, okay, this brand in this industry, in this niche, is getting, you know, $1 clicks versus $5 clicks. And we have tons of people DMing us about this one. Like, maybe this is where we should put our, because you just don't know until you bring it to the market. And that's what's been so hard, because it's such a big investment in terms of labor and dollars. But now with AI, it's like, man, we can try some things out.
Yep.
In a matter of weeks.
And you don't have to just be someone that's not, doesn't have a brand yet to do this. Like, we have clients that are already doing 10, 20K a month that just need to rebrand, right? And update their stuff. And they're going through this exact same process. I guess, Brittany, you work with a lot of people that aren't super techie, aren't super creative. And a lot of times ad creative was one of the biggest barriers to getting their ads launched, because they didn't have a graphic designer. They didn't know how to go hire someone. But say someone has like good product images, good website, like, how are you advising clients to utilize AI to just get creative out the door?
Hey, Dan, really quick before we jump there, I just want to say, just before I lose my thought. So now that I have this thread, anything I need in the future, I will just go back to. Hey, give me welcome flow email copy. There, I have it. Hey, give me a social media calendar. Boom, boom, boom. And it's all there. I don't have to go retrain it. I just go back to the original thread. Anything I need from here on out, I just go get it from that thread, and it knows exactly what I want.
Robbie, we can tell you're proud of that thread, dude.
Thank
We've heard enough. I'm just kidding.
Thread goals right there. Thread goals.
Thread goals.
Relationship with my thread. Like, Robbie has a relationship with his thread, honestly. So,
can we make a shirt? Like a thread goal?
My heart. My ChatGPT thread. That's a business we could test, though. ChatGPT merch. It was the nodding heads and smiling in the same time for me. Okay, so content, if I'm having issues with content, this is my personal opinion on a couple of different things. So generating, like, you know, going off of Robbie's thread concept, so like, completely agree. I personally use projects as how I organize my stuff. So I have a project for the different things I'm working on. But in that same vein, you can also ask it for hook ideas for content, or value proposition or offer ideas, content copy for ads and organic, things like that. You can also upload competitors' ads into ChatGPT and then use those as a reference, and then use, you know, products on your website to kind of like edit them or create new images that are similar to competitors is another way. I personally don't think that it's at the place. I really don't like fake people right now is my little hill to die on. I don't think it's quite there yet. And then I like human connection. So this is just my little thing. But I think as we get more advanced with AI, I think authenticity and human connection is going to become more scarce. And then people are going to actually be looking for more of that as well. I kind of like balancing both and also having the humanness still in it. That's me personally. But like generic things. So like, I'm working with like a coffee company, and he created ads of like the coffee beans. And then it was like all the different value propositions around it, or like the things that made his company different. It was more like a graphic image. Totally cool. But I had another client with a t-shirt company, and he generated an AI image of a man with six fingers. You know what I mean? Like, by obviously. So that's where I'm like, if it's just graphic design, graphic images, things like that, I think that's awesome use for AI. If it's humans, I don't think it's quite there yet. And then just personally, as Brittany, I really like photos of real human beings versus AI-created photos of human beings. So,
yeah.
And see, that's a valid take, because there's a lot of people that think that way of like, you're not resistant to AI, but you're like, is it actually the future? Or are we going to just crave more human connection? I don't know, because to me, it's already getting almost indistinguishable what's real, what's not. I was chatting with this AI salesperson the other day. And within the first 20 seconds of our call, guys, she could tell that I was a sarcastic guy. She mirrored that back to me, and to the point of making me laugh hysterically and like almost making me feel belittled, like I had to prove myself to this AI person, even though I knew it was AI.
He straight up reflected you back to you.
Yes, which is like a sales tech. Yeah, exactly. Like a sales technique, right? Mirroring it. But, you know, Brittany's right. You don't want to launch an ad with a guy with six fingers, right? You just don't want to do it. But for certain things, it is working well. Something we also see well is we have a Canva template library with hundreds of different top converting ads where you can say, hey, turn my brand, make my brand an ad in this style, place Canva template, because we know that's converting for other brands.
Yeah.
Right.
Brand colors, my fonts. My copy. Yeah.
Exactly. Which saves hours of work. But I guess, Robbie, if I'm a brand, you know, doing $1 million a year, should I be using chatbots on my website that are AI driven for customer service? Or is that something you'd rather not comment on?
I don't have personal experience with that yet. But if it was me, I would at least look into it.
Yeah.
I think there's a pretty good use case for it there. I haven't set those up personally.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
What do you think, Brittany?
I have a couple clients actively using that currently, and I think that's a good, easy, low-level thing to delegate personally, because once again, the more information you feed it, the more efficient it becomes. And 80, 90% of customer service questions are going to be about the same thing anyway. So if you answer it once, it's just so much easier to answer it once and delegate it versus answering the same thing over and over again. There's a better use of your time. So that I would personally delegate so that you can have time to market the humanness in your business.
Yeah, no, I agree. And it goes back to training. Like, that's why these earlier steps of training the AI on your voice, your tone, your brand, so that way the agent knows how to answer, is very important, because it can actually represent you well if it's given the right type of information.
Yeah. An AI customer service, like on Shopify, and then not giving it any information and just saying like, oh, AI will take care of it. That's what I'm talking about. Like, it needs direction and guidance. You can't just delegate it and say, oh, this is just going to take care of it for me. Because that's not the purpose. The purpose is it being a tool. But you're the person using the tool.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and maybe it's not like a full-on delegation, but it's like, hey, draft me an email in response to this customer's email. It's like, okay, looks good, but I'm going to change the sentence, send. And then it's 20 seconds instead of an emotional roller coaster 5-minute email.
Yeah. Yeah. Love it. So one thing we're utilizing a lot on the retention SMS side, email SMS side for repeat purchases, is Klaviyo. So Klaviyo has a lot of AI features now, you know, predictive send times, subject lines, even like creating specific flows and stuff.
What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. Rob, do you want to, like, that's another big area where I'm like, this is actually working and it's working well. It's worth utilizing, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, I think in general, there's a lot of people that aren't even, don't even have that foundation in place. Or it's like,
yeah,
first of all, get on Klaviyo and make sure you have your core flow set up and you're sending weekly emails. Make sure you're collecting email addresses. And then from there, there's a lot you can do. And AI is only going to make that easier. And it'll just recommend like what some of those actions could be. It'll find those easy wins and those pockets of low hanging fruit. And then, yeah, LTV and repeat purchases in the grand scheme of like e-commerce success is one of the three, you know, huge pillars of being successful. So yeah, yeah. I think hammering that home is, you can't understate it.
Yeah, for sure. And it's obviously has a lot more data than you do of knowing when to send to specific customers, stuff like that with predictive sending, and then even be able to test subject lines. Maybe you have one, maybe it finds a better one. Like there's just cool little things like that, but you're right. Just get the tool in place and core flows built, and then AI, Brittany, what will AI do? It'll advance.
And enhance.
And enhance what you have.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, but as an aside, there will be like right now there's a lot of like AI enhancements in your ads. So like AI generated backgrounds and such. Some of that is still wonky. So it's if it's AI, turn it on, or if it's like Meta is like, hey, this is an AI based suggestion for you. It's not always the best because there's like a lot of glitches happening in Meta, and then the AI backgrounds for Meta ads just suck right now. So like, yeah. I can't advise. It is August 20th, 2025. And at this point, I don't advise turning those on. But the emails and sending in smarter times or different segmentations, 100%.
Yeah.
It also so good.
Weird music pairings. We like had that really cute like boutique. And then there's like thug booty rap music over their contents. Like, what happened?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So some things, we're not quite there yet that it's enhanced. I'm sure we will be soon. But just be selective. And this is where one of our coaches on our team said HI, human intelligence. So you can't just delegate everything to artificial intelligence. There's a human component involved as well. And that's just really important. Just to use your brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. But don't be a human. Just let AI do it.
Exactly.
I don't know if that's what she said, but that's a big quote and statement. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in today. I know AI is kind of the wild, wild west right now. Like we're adopting it in certain ways, but I think it's overrated in a lot of ways too, where Brittany's right. Intuition. It does not have, where humans still have that and have a deeper understanding of certain things. So make sure you're following that always first, in my opinion, and use AI to advance and enhance. As always, Brittany, Robbie, pleasure to be with you guys today. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we will see y'all next week.
The pleasure was all ours.
Awesome. Bye, guys.
Thanks for tuning in to the Ecom Growth Show, where clarity replaces chaos and strategy fuels freedom. If today's episode sparked any idea or gave you a clear next step, we'd love for you to subscribe, share it with a fellow brand owner, and leave a review so more entrepreneurs can grow with intention, not overwhelm. For more resources and real talk on scaling your Shopify brand the smart way, follow us on Instagram @ShopNova. Until next time, keep growing with purpose.